Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Tuesday, 16th of March, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island and background to the news. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. 45 new cases of COVID-19. That's 872 total active cases. 19 people in nobles, one in ICU. More on the steam packet affair from the Chief Minister and the Treasury Minister. Unemployment on the island is down from last month. Manx Utilities asks, where do you want your sewage treated? And do Manx GPs really want to prescribe medicinal cannabis?
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First of my Lewis Foster.
There have been 45 new cases of COVID-19 identified in the last 24 hours, bringing the island's total active number to 872. 23 can be linked to a previous case, 11 are from an unknown source, and the other 11 are still being investigated. There are 19 people now in hospital, with one in intensive care. More money will now be available in the COVID salary support scheme after the motion was passed unanimously in Tynwald. It means businesses can pay £310 per week for each full-time employee, a rise of £30. Meanwhile, the Manx Earnings Replacement Allowance has been extended by a week to cover the lockdown period. And a Manxman rowing across the Atlantic has reached his finish line in Barbados. Andrew Baker set off from Portugal on the 8th of December and after more than 3 months at sea has stepped foot on land once again in Port St. Charles. Further afield, there are more details on the gradual lifting of lockdown in two parts of the UK. In Scotland, from the 5th of next month, click and collect services can start up again, while garden centres and hairdressers will be able to reopen. In Northern Ireland, primary school children who haven't already headed back will do so from Monday. Meanwhile, the EU's medicine regulator says there's no indication the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine causes blood clots. Several countries have suspended using it, while scientists look into the small number of cases. And the UK is going back on its plan to reduce the number of nuclear weapons it has. The decision has been made as part of a big review of security and how it deals with other nations. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Lewis, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. So still some strong winds knocking around the North Irish Sea. On the island, dry and clear. A moderate to fresh northwest wind down to 6 degrees. For tomorrow, Wednesday, dry and sunny, a moderate to fresh northwest wind up to 10 degrees. The overnight minimum is 6. Into Thursday, Jourdain, dry with bright intervals, top temperature 10 Celsius. Sunsets tonight, 24 minutes past 6. Low water, 24 minutes to 8 tonight. High water, 29 minutes past 1 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 29 minutes past 6. And low water tomorrow morning, 18 minutes to 8.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding up service. Call 491918.
The Isle of Man now has 872 active cases of COVID-19. Back with the details, Lewis Foster.
At the latest coronavirus media conference, the Chief Minister and Director of Public Health talked of positive trends in the case numbers. The small print of that decline, however, was that unexplained cases were still higher than they were expected to be. Well, today's update shows that the decline in new case numbers was short-lived, as 45 are detected, 16 more than the day before. All individuals are said to be self-isolating along with members of their household, and further tests will be offered to them. Regarding the hospital, 5 more people have been admitted to nobles with COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, meaning 19 people are receiving treatment for the virus. Meanwhile, 1 person is being treated in the intensive care unit. 318 people, meanwhile, are awaiting tests. Yesterday, that figure stood at 276. And in total now, there are 3,196 people on the Isle of Man currently in isolation. The latest figures are updated every day at 4 p.m. on the government's coronavirus dashboard, available online at covid19.gov.im.
The Chief Minister has given Timwell members the background on what's been described as a misunderstanding over what measures the steam packet crew should have been taking. Howard Quayle, MHK, says initially he'd assessed the situation after speaking to packet officers. Timwell members asked for more detail.
Council ministers don't get involved in how the direction should be given to the steam packet company. That is for the professionals at public health. The professionals at public health were of the opinion that all of the steam packet member crews were isolating when they came off a shift. That's what we thought was happening. That's what we as a council ministers had been advised. However, it became apparent that the steam packet were of the opinion that it was only their UK-based crew that had to do that. That's where the breakdown in understanding has happened, and that's why I've asked for a review to see just what has happened so that we can decide what needs to be done going forward, if there's anything to tighten up. As a solution to the problem of the steam packet crew saying we would be in perpetual isolation based on your interpretation, that's our public health and government's interpretation, a solution was found going forward from our public health team and the steam packet on something that reduced the risks but enabled the steam packet crew not to have to isolate once they'd finished their shift.
What legal qualification the officer had who made that decision, or the officers, and also what other circumstances the Chief Minister might feel it appropriate for officers to decide if a breach of the law was sufficiently serious to be referred to the police.
I believe the Chief Secretary has responsibility for deciding whether a criminality has happened and referring it to the police. We were initially trying to find out had elements of criminality happened. We were reassured that it was a genuine misunderstanding, and therefore I asked for a review. Now, if the review comes back with further information that we don't know, then obviously we will review that situation.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Good evening. It's 23 minutes before 6, live from the Isle of Man. Unemployment fell on the island last month, but remains higher than pre-pandemic levels. The details from Ewan Gorn.
As of the latest estimates, 1,417 people were out of work in February, according to the International Labour Organization estimate, down from 1,929 in January. There were 625 vacancies advertised at the job centre in that time. When measured by the numbers of those registered for job seekers allowance, unemployment showed there were 822 people without a job in February, down by 212 from January. The figure is still substantially higher than the same period last year. It leaves the unemployment rate at 1.9%, down from 2.4% in January. More men than women were without a job, with a split of 64% to 36%. Sectors hit most were business and retail, with most vacancies in health services and the catering and entertainment sectors. You can find that full labour market report online.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Bemercree left Heysham this afternoon at 2:05. She arrived just 10 minutes or so ago in Douglas Harbour. And the next departure is going to be the Arrow covering freight tonight. The next departure from the Bemercree, 8:45 tomorrow morning. And of course, due to the closure of our border, the steam packets Fastcraft Mananan, the season's been delayed. HSC Mananan won't be recommencing services on Thursday 25th of this month, but she will be providing cover for the Bemercree's period of overhaul, which is in mid-April. The Arrow will provide freight service at the time.
Follow the steam packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The Treasury Minister says a report he received from the steam packet showed there was no breakdown in governance over crew isolation rules. Alfred Cannon, MHK, told Tinwell today he'd commissioned a review into the matter by the non-executive directors of the publicly owned ferry company in February, and as sole shareholder, he was satisfied with its conclusions.
Once I became aware of this matter and the seriousness of the situation in February, I determined that as the shareholder, I should immediately seek to determine the facts of the matter from the company's perspective, seek to determine that there was no fundamental breakdown in governance and that the executive were acting professionally and with integrity, and that the executive had not been negligent in dealing with legal requirements. I commissioned, as I have said, the report on the 18th of February and received the report on the 24th of February. After reading the report, I determined that no further action by the shareholder was needed at this point. It is no secret that the chairman of the Steam Packet has since publicly defended the company, and thus it will be of no surprise to learn that I was presented with no evidence that suggested any fundamental breakdown in governance. However, I must stress that my primary interest as your shareholder has been to seek reassurances as to the integrity of the governance structure and key executive actions of the company. It is not for me to make judgment as to the exact interpretations of law or direction notices or other material requirements. That is a matter for other authorities. Just for the record, Mr. President, this report to date has not been shared with any other party or authority to the best of my knowledge in order to maintain what I believe to be a necessary and correct separation of information and evidence. And just in terms of the crew, I would point out that the men and women of the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company have set sail on over 1,300 occasions since the start of the pandemic to bring and transport food, equipment, essential supplies, and over 22,000 passengers to and from the island. They have done so on each occasion knowing that there was every chance that they would be in close proximity to a dangerous virus that may be a danger to them and their families. The fact that they have undertaken this role for 11 months without incident, I believe, speaks volumes for the conduct and professionalism of the crew.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
18 minutes before six, NatWest is in trouble in the UK. The UK Financial Conduct Authority has started criminal proceedings against NatWest over allegedly failing to comply with money laundering rules. The city watchdog claims £365 million was paid in a UK account, including £264 million in cash between 2011 and 2016. The FCA alleges NatWest systems and controls failed to adequately monitor and scrutinise the activity. NatWest says it takes its responsibility to prevent money laundering by third parties seriously and has made significant investments in its financial crime systems and controls. No individuals are being charged as part of the proceedings. The FCA in the UK says the case marks the first criminal prosecution under money laundering regulations and the first against a bank. The FCA first started investigating the case in 2017, and NatWest has been aware of the probe ever since then. NatWest is in the dock at Westminster Magistrates Court on the 14th of April. Ford's announced that diesel engines for the new generation of the Transit Custom Van will be made at Dagenham in Essex. Ford says the move will help to safeguard jobs at the site, which currently employs 1,900 people. The Transit Custom's a medium-sized version of the famous Transit. Ford plans to launch a new version in 2023. The engines will be exported to Turkey, where the vans will be assembled by Ford's local Ford Otosan. Ford Otosan is a joint venture with a Turkish company, Koç Holding, and manufacturing takes place at its plant in Kocaeli in northwestern Turkey. The Transit Custom will also be available as an electric van and various hybrid forms.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. Make more empowered decisions about your international payments. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed higher as market attention focused on the global economic recovery. The dollar was little changed. Oil dropped as rising stockpiles in the US added to the risk for a demand recovery. Gold prices held steady, and in corporate news, NatWest lost ground after that FCA started the criminal proceedings against the bank for money laundering. And the numbers from Ramsey Crookall at 5 o'clock in London, the FTSE 100, closed down up 0.8% at 6,808. The DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.6%, nearly 0.7% at 14,557. In New York City at 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial was down a third of a percent at 32,838, and the Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.7% at 13,549. Ramsey Crookall report. In Chicago, the S&P 500 flat at 3,970. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 38.9 cents, €1 16.7 cents, and 20 South African rand 68.6 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold flat at $1,730 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 0.6% at $68.32.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171. Or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Manx Utilities wants to know where you want your sewage. They're asking you for potential sewage treatment site locations after a number of the authorities' plans have failed to make headway. The organisation's issued what it calls a call to sites in the east of the Isle of Man. The details from Alex Watton.
MU wants those with a controlling interest to come forward with a possible location for a sewage pumping station and or a sewage treatment works. It follows a number of setbacks, though, for the board after proposals for the west and the east of the island were rejected by the community last year. In July, the proposal for Laxey was voted down because of the negative impact it would have from the harbour side. That was a move considered a victory for the local community and campaign group Best for Laxey. Now, some 8 months later, the authority wants to hear from that same community on what locations may be suitable to develop a facility considered vital for the future safe and efficient disposal of waste. Manx Utilities says it will work with the owner to purchase land and undertake the development. You can find the details of how to get in touch at manxradio.com, and the closing date for proposals is the 22nd of April.
Manx Radio Sport.
That's to my Tim Glover.
Some sad news. Former Castletown Football Club secretary and committee member Chris Blackburn has died. The club posted the sad news on its Facebook page. Chris was a committee member in the early to mid-2000s, and he was responsible for bringing the club into the digital age with a website. He was also involved in the Manx Football Forum long before Facebook was thought of. The post says, "Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family at this time. He will be missed by many within the town. May he rest in peace." Further afield, and Rachel Blackmore made racing history as she became the first female jockey to win the champion hurdle at Cheltenham with victory on Honeysuckle. The Irish rider coolly guided the 11-10 favourite to win by 6.5 lengths for trainer Henry de Bromhead. It was the 11th successive victory for the unbeaten mare and a landmark win for the 31-year-old jockey. Last year's runner-up, Sarja, was second again with the 2020 winner, Espetante, in third. And in football this evening, it's the Champions League in action. Manchester City are at home in the second leg of their tie with Borussia Mönchengladbach. It's the last 16 tie. City currently leading 2-0. And also Real Madrid are at home against Atlanta, with the home side having a 1-0 advantage.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
Good evening. It's 11 minutes before 6. No problems at the airport. The Loganair Liverpool flight left at 10 to... should have left at 10 to 5. Left 10 minutes or so late. Shouldn't have any impact on the arrival this evening at 20 to 7. Everything's fine on the mountain road tonight, nice and clear. Switzerland Road in Douglas, close to vehicles between the junction with Queen's Prom and Douglas Promenade for prom refurb work. Quarterbridge Road still got those nighttime closures, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. from the Peel Road to Tramode Road, as they resurface the road and bring the footpath up to the level of the new curbstones. Glen Elphin Road in Ramsey, still parking suspension for nearby construction, and the South Prom in Ramsey's got footway closures east and west of the prom and parking suspension as they refurbish and rebuild and extend the lifeboat station for the new lifeboat. By the way, Paul Rose Bridge was due to have closed for replacement yesterday. It's been put back a week or maybe more, so it should start next Monday the 24th, but it may go on a little longer. Still those problems on East Quay and Peel between the junction with St Peter's Lane entrance to the House of Manana car park and the whole of Station Place. The MUA is replacing water mains and sewers. All the details at manxradio.com. Powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey.
Quayside Tyres use Xmist to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66 4417.
Keyside. 10 to 6, big day. A Manxman has rowed across the Atlantic. Where? He's gone to Barbados and he's arrived in the last couple of hours. The details from Lewis Foster. Yes.
That's the moment a bearded Andrew Baker stepped onto the dock in Port St. Charles in Barbados. After a few wobbly and tentative steps, he was embraced by girlfriend Lucy Partington. The advocate set off from Portugal on the 8th of December and has spent more than 3 months at sea. It's been a long journey and not always the easiest at times. A few weeks back, a piece of equipment, which kept Andrew going in the right direction, broke.
Definitely something that he was expecting to happen. Apparently that this happens all the time on every ocean row, that things will go wrong, things will break, and you either just have to fix them yourself or live without them.
Well, we're glad you made it back to the right place anyway. Mr. Baker was rowing in support of three charities, Reach IOM, Manx Wildlife Trust and Whistleblowers UK. You can watch the moment of his arrival this afternoon via his Facebook page, Reach Into the Blue.
It seems to have been with us for some time, and it has, the debate over whether to make medicinal cannabis available on the Isle of Man. The topic was raised once again in Timbal Questions, leading to this observation from Health Minister David Ashford on a recent survey of three dozen Manx GPs. You'll also hear from Laurie Hooper, Claire Christian and Daphne Kane, MHKs.
19 GPs responded, and of the 19 GPs who responded, 17 stated they were not willing to undertake this, and two GPs stated a positive interest in this field. Again, as noted previously, there are other considerations in addition to funding, including the need for the prescriber currently to be on the General Medical Council Specialist Register and to have a special interest in the clinical area being considered.
Now, it's my understanding that GPs are never under an obligation to prescribe any drug or service. GPs have complete freedom as to whether or not they decide to prescribe anything in line with what they feel is best for their patients based on their clinical experience and the evidence that is in front of them.
Is the minister aware that in Jersey, medicinal cannabis was initially prescribed by just one clinic with two GPs for a population of 107,000 in 2019, and now has three clinics with just six GPs?
Are there any blockers within the department to a policy that has been consulted on, has huge amounts of support? And when does the minister imagine that it might be possible to implement this policy on the island? And
there's a wide range of views, from those that believe it should not be prescribed at all to those who believe it should be available over the counter, and clinical views in between. So we have a wide range of views. The department is keen to get something done, but I've got to be realistic, Mr. President, with the current pressures the department's under. Quite frankly, there are greater priorities at the moment.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
6 minutes before six, the details of an independent review have been published into the self-isolation processes from the steam packet. The terms of reference have now been made public as the review is underway. The details from Alex Watton.
The document outlines that the Chief Minister has called for the investigation into the circumstances under which direction notices regarding self-isolation and any other requirements have been issued to the steam packet. Treasury's Director of Audit Advisory, Stephen Hind, is heading the review, which has sparked concerns from some people on social media, citing the department as the sole stakeholder of the company and therefore cannot be objective. However, Chief Minister Howard Quayle has reassured the public that it will be carried out completely independently. The review is set to consider and report on a number of aspects, including how contact tracing was conducted once the initial positive case of COVID-19 was identified. It's also to look at what action is required to prevent such an incident from happening again. Once completed, the review is to be made public.
It looks like the lockdown may be going on for longer than we thought, and in Tynwald today questions the subject of households twinning with others during COVID, or as it's being termed, support bubbles being formed. The first question was from Rob Callister, MHK, one of the Onken MHKs, but also listen out for Daphne Kane, Julie Edge, Captain Quine, Anne Corlett, and the Chief Minister.
Can I ask the Chief Minister why we can't set up a simple two-house bubble in order to help single parents and single parents with young children especially?
The biggest spread of this variant and COVID-19 is inter-house mixing. It's not outside, it's in the house and mixing.
Coming up to 2 weeks already that households under extreme pressure, either single person households wanting to bubble with another, or in a lot of cases that I'm hearing, great hardship being caused to single parents not being allowed to access grandparents' support.
Has consideration been given to the families that are in the situation to go through a testing regime to speed that process up?
I suppose a testing regime only gives you a snapshot of that day. I will take that point up with public health, but I think that's what they will say, that they've just delivered, I think, around 600-odd swabbings a day at this moment in time, doing it for several hundred extra people when it's only a snapshot might not be the best use of resources, but it also might not give a fair result.
Is the Chief Minister aware of the immense benefits which childcare bubbles have provided in the UK, whereby a child aged 13 or younger can form a bubble with a person or persons who ordinarily provide childcare to the child, such as grandparents, and how, given the current situation regarding hub schools, could well allow assistance to vital key workers?
Many single-person households of all ages are struggling during this lockdown period.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster and producer Lewis Foster today. I'm Andy Wynn, back with another update tomorrow afternoon, 5:30. W.